This summer we've been sampling regional candies, and today we head to Maine for Needham's. That's a traditional chocolate coconut candy with a surprising local ingredient. Maine Public Radio's Patty White tells us more.
That surprising ingredient isn't one of the usual sweet suspects from Maine, like blueberries or maple syrup. No. This local ingredient is something just as true to the state, but more earthy.
Potatoes. Surprisingly, everyone's like, these have potatoes in them.
That's John Courtney, a friend who lives in Cape Elizabeth. He first stumbled on Needham's a few years ago.
Basically, it's coconut and sugar dipped in chocolate. So if you were to pick one up, you'd be like, oh, this is a homemade Mounds bar.
With potato mixed in to bind the coconut together. John was intrigued, so he decided to make his own. And now, Needham's are his secret weapon at potlucks. To make them, he starts in his garden.
Oh, there's some guys. Some little ones.
John digs until he's got a handful of potatoes, then it's into the kitchen to boil and mash. Next, John adds the other essential ingredients. First, a bag of flaked coconut.
And melted butter.
Then vanilla and a bit of Maine salt. Finally, John adds powdered sugar and stirs it all together with the help of his daughter, Nora.
It's like heaven, huh, Nora?
I'm getting a good stir.
John dumps thick clouds of the potato-coconut concoction into a square casserole dish, spreads it into an even layer, then puts it in the refrigerator to cool. The origin of Needham's is hazy, but lore centers around the late 1800s and a Reverend Needham. He either brought the candies to church as an incentive to attend, or he was so popular, a local candy maker named the treat after him. John Courtney says more recently, Needham's have been upstaged by another Maine treat.
Everyone still makes whoopie pies, or that's sort of seems to be the grill in the room in this the Maine sweet world. But the Needham's are a little bit more obscure, so I think most people are like, oh, I haven't seen these for a long time, or I don't, you know people who actually make them, or my grandmother used to make them.
John drops baking chocolate and chips into a bowl perched over a pot of boiling water, along with a square of paraffin that will later harden the chocolate. When it all melts, he slices the cooled potato-coconut mixture into one-inch squares and dips them in. They look like bite-sized chocolate gifts, ready to be enjoyed.
I don't taste potato.
It's less about tasting potato and more about that it's just not really gummy and cloyingly sweet.
Who knew a potato could balance a piece of candy into perfect sweetness and texture? For NPR News, I'm Patty White in Lewiston, Maine.
This is NPR News.